Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Matt Catrillo here with you on the Steve Jones Show. Steve finally has landed in Des Moines, Iowa with the Penn State men's basketball team. Still getting settled out there, so we'll hear from him in a little bit from the Mobile Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Sales staff that is there to save you money, all part of the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and a service department that is there for you with many awesome technicians ready to help with the diagnostics, the inspections, all the routine maintenance. And more of those awesome technicians are being sought. So if you're looking for a career change, your first job, or just looking for a job in general, got some experience as a technician, they love to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at sunburymotors.com, or you can call Todd at 286-7746. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. We'll go to our play-by-play call of the day. Puerto Rico, you know, Steve and I talked about this yesterday. We really haven't seen a pitch of the World Baseball Classic. Well, Puerto Rico just pulled off the first perfect game in World Baseball Classic history yesterday over Israel.
Keep the ball. I'm telling you, you keep that ball now. That one is lined into left field base hit. Maldonado, and they're going to send him. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. The relay is late. And the game is over. Now they knew a walk-off. Perfect game. World Baseball Classic win. How cool is that? The first one in the history of the World Baseball Classic tonight.
And that was the call on FS1. So kind of a cool moment there for Puerto Rico in Marlins Park, which is the biggest crowd I think I've ever seen down there for a baseball game. So a 10-0 win for Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic. So Steve's still getting settled out in Iowa, so we'll get to him in a little bit. So while we wait for Steve to get ready, we will send it back to the press conference early in the day from James Franklin as Penn State football begins spring practice tomorrow.
Hey, James, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I have two for you on your offensive line. The plan right now going into spring to replace Juice, who are you looking at? I would imagine Hunter is in that discussion. And also, you didn't really have the left side of your offensive line for the stretch run. Olu and Landon were both hurt. Can you kind of give us an update kind of where they are maybe going into spring?
Yeah, good question. So Olu will be full go. Landon Tangwell, I think, will be full go by practice three. We got a number of guys. They'll come out the first two practices and do kind of more individuals and jog throughs, individuals full speed, and then depending on how they do with those, then they'll have an opportunity by practice three to, you know, the medical staff will determine do we need to keep modifying them or are they in a good place. So it'll be great to have those two guys back. Obviously proven guys that played a ton of football for us. And then at center, yeah, I think, you know, Hunter, I think, is going to be in a competition with Dawkins. I think there's some other guys. I think Benga will take some center reps. I think Wormley, you know, could take some center reps as well. And then Rooley and Harvey will be there as well. So it allows us to have, you know, on paper, a four deep from practice perspective, which I think would be really valuable for those guys. But, you know, part of it is Hunter will also be one of those guys that starts out slightly modified for the first two practice to see how it goes. But it'll be a competition with you know, Norzad and Dawkins and some of those other guys that we have listed as guards, but we'll also get them some center reps as well. And then, you know, Rui's a guy that's done some really nice things that the staff's been impressed with. So we'll see kind of the step he's taken, you know, since the season ended.
Yeah. Hey, James, where do you feel, right here in the back, how do you feel the expectations are going into this spring versus last spring, you know, considering you had the rough end to 2021 and now you're coming off of the Rose Bowl win?
Yeah, those things really don't factor for us internally. I think obviously externally, I don't kind of try to concern myself with the external opinions or expectations and those types of things. We're approaching it the same way we've always approached it, where we got to get better. And I think one of the things I talked about with the staff this morning is we have to remember, although this is a competitive environment, it's about Penn State getting better. It's not about the offense winning, the defense winning. It's, you know, now don't get me wrong, once we get to competition, let's get after it. But my point is there shouldn't be any surprises, right? Like, Manny should know what the offense is installing so he can have his players prepared for it. Mike should have a very good understanding of what Manny and the defense are installing, so there's no surprises. Now, once everybody knows and you can have your players prepared for what they may see at practice every single day, now it's competition, but we're not trying to trick each other, you know, in practice. It's, okay, this is what we're installing on offense. This is what we're installing on defense, and you need to be aware of that and how that impacts our offense. So if it's a heavy install on defense, you know, do you want to have a heavy install on offense because it magnifies kind of the looks that the guys are going to see? So that's kind of the fine balance. I'm a big believer that that's important for the head coach to do, is to manage that, because when you're trying to teach and lay a foundation, you really don't want to be getting exotic looks early on in training camp or early on in spring ball. I've been through that myself as a coordinator. I don't think that's the right way to teach. And, you know, that's kind of the value from it. So our idea is to get better this spring, really at every single position, individually, collectively by positions, collectively by side of the ball, and then collectively as a team and as a staff. You know, and then obviously we'll take all that information and go into the spring, and you guys will be talking about the end of spring and, you know, basically what you saw and what you liked in the spring game and what you saw and you liked from the 7 minutes of practice that we let you come watch. You know, and then obviously everybody will be writing, you know, articles, and all those magazines will come out in the summer that I'll be sitting on the beach reading and seeing if I think they're accurate or not. And then, you know, we'll open against West Virginia at home, which will be a huge game and a huge opportunity for us that we're excited about. But right now we're just trying to get better, you know, as our program and our units.
Hey, James, how comfortable are you right now with the state of the wide receiver position on the team and the guys that you currently have? And ideally, would that rotation look like last year, where you have your three guys who tap out when they need to come out, or would you rather rotate more organically?
Yeah, I think in general, you'd love to have three guys that have separated themselves from the pack, and they are in until they're tapping. Now, there may be a situation where there's a fourth guy that won't allow himself to be separated. And then, to me, I've always felt like it's really important. Say you have two positions. I constantly talk to the coaches about this. Say you have two defensive ends. I really think it's important that if you have them ranked 1, 2, 3, and 4, your 4 needs to be behind your number 1. Because that 2 needs the 3 right behind him trying to take his job every single day. Typically, your 1 should be an established guy that's going to work no matter what. Obviously, you hope there's tight competition at every position, but my point is that 2 be behind that 3 is really important. So we'd love to be in a position where we have a 2 deep where there's not a significant drop-off. But you could also make the argument, if there's not a significant drop-off, then your ones aren't who you want them to be or need them to be. that room, we think there's the talent in that room to go where we want to go. I think we have to be tougher, and we have to be more consistent. And if you look at college football and if you look at the NFL, the area where you can change games the fastest in college football and the NFL right now is at wide receiver. It's, you know, I think it's something that we all, from a common sense perspective, have always understood. There's just more space out there, you know.
James Franklin, more space out there. Matt, we're here.
You made it.
Bingo!
Very nice greeting at the front. And more Marriott points. All right, so now we've taken care of what the really important stuff is.
That's right.
We'll go from there. We need to set the proper tone for the show. During the season, football season, the tone was everybody have fun tonight, everybody Wang Chung tonight, to quote Fraser Crane from Cheers. The tone now on this show has been set with the trip to the Bitterness Cafe, where hate may be too strong a word, but it's in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. The Matt Cotrillo rant of the day.
Oh, boy. There's been a couple different things going on today. I guess I have to... Let me just say the Jets / Aaron Rodgers are lucky that the Jets are not my team, because that situation's made me angry, and I'm not even a Jet fan. I mean, just the... Who does Aaron Rodgers think he is? Sure, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. We get that. But the way he's treating the Packers and the Jets, especially the Jets, I mean, that's just low as it gets. I mean, you're toying with the Jets and the Packers of where you want to go. Then you have these great big list of demands for the Jets of who you want them to get, and they're going after them, still not knowing if you're going to be there. I mean, what are you doing? If you're Aaron Rodgers, and if you're for the Jets, if I'm the Jets, this is why I didn't want to be part of this Aaron Rodgers nonsense, because this is what it was going to turn into. And oh, by the way, all the other quarterbacks that you could have gone after for a replacement instead of Zach Wilson are all signed now. So you've missed out on all that. So now you have to be in on this nonsense and back and forth that God knows when will end. This is the most ridiculous offseason story and set of negotiations I think I've ever seen in NFL offseason history. I mean, it is just beyond stupid at this point.
Oh, you're done. Okay, so.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers just needs to go away. Simple as that. I really do hope that he retires. I really do. Because I've had enough of him and his antics and his darkness retreats and all this other mumbo jumbo that makes me lose 50 brain cells a day.
I don't even pay attention. I didn't even know what his issue was. I think I saw that he wanted Odell Beckham Jr. with him. It's like,
correct. Yeah, that was part of the big list of demands
that he wants.
Odell
Beckham Jr. never plays. Who cares?
Exactly.
He doesn't play.
And guess what? I wanted the Eagles to win the Super Bowl this year. But guess what? I didn't get that either. So we all have our problems, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you didn't win the Super Bowl? Oh, I'm sorry. So, we're in Chicago. I'm sitting there. I don't know which night it was. It might have been Thursday night, whatever. Penn State beats Illinois. I go back to the room, put the TV on. Nothing. I mean, I'm talking nothing. Like, I'm going through every channel. Nothing. Jeez. So, I said to Dick Girardi, I said, geez, Dick. I said, so my TV was out last night. I said, oh, God, yours too? I said, yeah. Then we find out from Nick Colella, all the players, and then the whole staff, everybody was out. So we go to the front desk, and Dick says to the guy at the front desk, hey, you know, none of the TVs were working last night. And he says, and with a straight face, well, you know it rained. Like, so?
Oh, my almighty!
I'm talking with a straight face. It's then Saturday night, the same thing happened again. We didn't bother asking. The same thing happened again on Saturday night. All the TVs went out. So we're back at another Sheridan. Dick just texted me, TV works. I texted back, major step forward. Oh, my goodness. All right.
You, sir, are my hero.
Let's see. The Jets would be better off with Lamar Jackson than Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers' wish list includes OBJ. Rodgers doesn't care what Matt Cotrillo thinks. Well, that's kind of, at least you got a headline in ESPN.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
The AP All-America team came out. Jalen Pickett is second team. Zach Edey, Trace Jackson Davis, Jalen Wilson from Kansas, Marcus Sasser from Houston, Brandon Miller from Alabama. Second team, Jaime Jaquez from UCLA, Drew Timmy, Gonzaga, Azulis Tabellis from Arizona, Jalen Pickett of Penn State, Oscar Shibwe of Kentucky, third team, Armando Bacot of North Carolina, Keontae Johnson from Kansas State, Marquise Noel from Kansas State, Tyler Kolek, and Chris Murray of Iowa. So there you are. And Kolek, by the way, is from Marquette. And one last note, and that is Pete Maravich's record for total points will be secured. Detroit Mercy was not invited to the CBI. And the head of the CBI said, look, it was a decision that we wrestled with. And then finally, they're 14 and 18, 14 and 19, something like that. And you do have to pay a fee to get in. I think it's like $50,000 or something like that. But in the end, you have to be invited. And they weren't. So Maravich's record is now secure. It didn't matter to me either way. But that's just a note because it was something that was brought up. The NIT starts tonight. And schedule for men's tour. Okay. See if I've got it here. Make sure I've got the right one. Let's see. NIT looks like this because the NCAA tournament does start tonight. Oklahoma, Youngstown State, Washington State, Eastern Washington, North Texas, Alcorn State, Sam Houston, Santa Clara, Oregon against UC Irvine, Florida against UCF, Wisconsin hosting Bradley, Liberty is hosting Villanova, Michigan hosting Toledo, Yale is at Vanderbilt. Yale's coach James Jones had, because Yale played Sunday against Princeton, specifically requested, when they asked him, I just don't want to play Tuesday. So, of course, what did the NCAA do with them? Because the NCAA runs the NIT, you know. So what did they do to them? They're playing Wednesday, or they're playing Tuesday. They're playing Tuesday. Of course, they're playing tonight against Vanderbilt in Nashville. Yeah, thanks for asking. UAB, Southern Mississippi, Clemson hosting Morehead State. There will be a throng on hand in South Carolina for that one. Seton Hall at Colorado, Utah Valley State at New Mexico. So good for Richard Pitino. Virginia Tech is at Cincinnati, and Hofstra is at Rutgers. That's the NIT. Of course, the NCAA tournament does start tonight, as a matter of fact. First two games will be in Dayton this evening, and the two games that will be played tonight will be Southeast Missouri State against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. That will be at 5:40, And I think that's at 6:40. I think my phone is converted over to Central Time.
Yeah, it's at 6:40 Eastern. Yeah,
yeah. 6:40, and that's on True TV. And Tommy McCarthy's doing that game, by the way. And Pitt is playing Mississippi State tonight, and that will be at 9:10. And Tommy McCarthy and has that as well on True TV.
Hoping to have him later in the week.
Well, good. I don't know if I'm available later in the week, but I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Who knows? I have no idea.
Hence the word hoping.
Yeah, I have no idea. And, of course, today James had his press conference for spring practice, which is getting underway in about half an hour from now. Jack called me this morning. We talked for about a half an hour about this and a few other items. But, yeah, we did get that. And, you know, we talked about Drew Allard, Bo Prabula. Look, there's some – Bo is such a great athlete. There are ways they're trying to think of to incorporate him into what they're doing, and they're going to experiment with that during the course of the spring. You can do that. Drew Shelton's going to be playing, moving over to right tackle. He's going to compete with Caden Wallace. You know, there's going to be stuff like that. And they want to see how, obviously, the freshmen, 11 of them are here, plus there are four transfers here. How are they going to be integrated as to what's going on? Can they now make moves on the depth chart? And then we'll find all that out and more with the spring game coming up in a month, in April 15th. You have 34 days to get in 15 practices. So that's how that works. I'm sure you're not done with the rants.
I do have one more.
Really?
I do.
I mean, I don't care whether, you know, Iowa's such a laid-back state. You know, I don't know if your Philly-tude would fit in here.
Probably not.
If you could come out here and these, quote, could be your people. I'm telling you, you'd be great. You have wearability. We'll come back more in a moment. Take a break. We're in Des Moines, where Penn State will play Texas A&M on Thursday night at 9:55. 9:30 will be the airtime. I think that's the airtime. Nobody told me that yet, but I'm going to guess it's right. Yeah. Why bother telling Steve what's going on? Well, who cares? Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee and a fabulous service department that backs it all up. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online, sunburymotors.com. All right, so we're going to practice tonight. Let's see. Penn State's going to practice. It's only 15 minutes away at Johnson High School. So, I'm going to do that. Very nice. And they say they're back here by 6:30, and at that point, I will be getting a steak. All right. Sounds good. Couldn't have gone any smoother. They gave us the flight time last night. They said the flight will take off at 1:13. That sounds pretty precise. Guess what time we pulled out and took off?
1:13.
Yeah. Like Dick hold the phone. He says, that's impressive.
Wow.
I said, no kidding. Like, wow. And the flight couldn't have been any better. It was great.
Good.
All right, so here we are. Everybody's been hanging now after the incredible tease before the news that there was another trip to the Bitterness Cafe where they serve gruel.
Exactly right. And this will be gruel with ants in it to one Jim, their curmudgeon, Boeheim, who I'm going to take one more jab at because he full-heartedly deserves it. As ESPN Radio 97.7 Syracuse fired his longtime host Brent Axe, quote, because he was too negative about Syracuse University sports. President and CEO Ed Levine, quote, wanted a cheerleader on the air, and now Axe is out of a job. And, of course, Jim Boeheim, this happened the day after he, quote, retired. And, of course, this guy is a friend and business partner of Jim Boeheim's. So I don't have any doubt in putting this two and two together. And if I'm a listener of that market, I'm no longer listening to that station. If I'm an advertiser, I'm out. That station should be run into the ground for pulling off probably one of the biggest disgraces you will see in this business. Here's a guy that's doing his job, much to all the audience of all the Syracuse sports fans out there that called into his show, and basically he was preaching to the choir, and because the curmudgeon Jim Boeheim, who's now gone after 47 years of just being a basket case with the media for his time, for five decades, which is something in itself, has to do one more jab at the media and get this guy out because he can't take criticism for what he's done. You are one small little man, sir, Jim Boeheim. You are one small little man, well, and so are you, CEO, Ed Levine, whatever his name is.
Can I bring this up, though? Why do you fire him after Jim Boeheim's out? If Jim Boeheim needs this guy out and his buddy is there, why didn't they do it before the season started?
That is a great question.
Jim Boeheim's out now, so what does he care if the guy's still there or not?
Because he probably wanted him to go down with him.
But again, why, if they wanted a, quote, cheerleader on the air, why wasn't the cheerleader hired in October?
It is a valid question.
You hate working with me.
No, I would never say that. No, it is a valid question, and that kind of spills more into, you know, the outrage of why this move was made for this guy. It's a perfectly legitimate question.
Okay. Every station can make up its mind as to what they want to be. You want to know how much instruction I've had from our management over the years as to how to do this show? Zero. Like, nothing. Do you want to know how many times I've had people on the radio network tell me how to do my job? Hey, like, can we talk for a second about whatever? Okay. And I'm talking about, I mean, it's 41 years now on the network. Never. So it just depends on what people want. And it's not a question. I don't wake up every day, for example, and think about, well, this is what they want, or this is what the fans want, or this is what the program wants, or whatever. I think you have to use your own personality and your own common sense as to what you want to be. And if I don't know what the name of the guy is on 97 whatever up in Syracuse, I've never heard of him. But if that was his personality and that's what he thought drove the bus, so to speak, in terms of the ability to get listeners and calls and things like that. And it's ironic that you bring that up, because that was actually the lecture for Monday's class, you know, which was reinforced by the fact there's no class tomorrow. But somebody's not going to be there. And I said to them, I said, look, if you're an ultra-serious person, and you want to break down numbers and everything like that, I said, look, just be you. Right? If you are a fun-loving, freewheeling, you know, kind of individual, I said, then be fun and freewheeling. Be you. I said, if you're somebody that is ultra-critical of things, I said, be you. But I always tell them the same thing over and over again. All decisions on personnel are subjective. And that's the way it is. I mean, we can sit there in a room. And so Kevin, her, and Matt Cotrillo are both sitting there. And we could have two of us up there, and we're doing evaluations, and one of us says, there's no doubt my choice is Kevin. Kevin will do the best job. He'll be awesome and incredible and the whole thing. And the other guy say, you know, be honest with you, I really love Matt. Matt's really good. It's always subjective like that, and it depends on what the station wants. And if he feels as a manager or as an owner going forward, let's be honest with it, it's their prerogative, right? They own it. If they want to have a cutting edge and they want to have somebody, you know, they may have maybe people that are positive all the time, but they want to have somebody with a little bit of edge to them and do it that way just because they think it's good for the station and good for advertisers and good for ratings. Okay, so be it. Or if they're, you know, or if they want to go the direction he talked about, that's the prerogative of the people that run the place. Now it's up to, and again, now it's up to the listeners as to whether they respond pro or con to the move. I mean, radio is a business. It's a business.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you know, it's always subjective like that. You know, but we've never been told what to do. I mean, yeah, that's to be honest with you. I mean, Rogers never said a word to me about it. Kevin's attempted to say some things, but then it was all word salad and made no sense, so I just kind of moved on. No,
get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I'm just kidding. So they threw the guy. Are you just worried that we're going to hire him or what?
No.
Okay. So I'm just checking to make sure. So Jack called me up today, Jack, and we talked some football for a while, and then he says, I'm in this pool. He says, I need two teams in my pool here. It's just kind of like, and I says, geez, Jack, I said, to be honest with you, I said, I never looked at the bracket till 1 o'clock yesterday. He goes, and I said, we were there for so long, and the selection show's going on, and everybody's all happy and the whole deal. I said, but I said, I never really paid attention to where anybody else was, and I didn't even know the bracket. I said, I didn't even know Houston was the number one seed in Penn State's bracket until yesterday at 1. And so I gave him Houston and Marquette as the two to look for. Even though Shaka Smart has not, as a coach, won an opening round game in the last 8-9 NCAA tournaments he's been in. Now, does that have anything to do with this team? No.
And I think he's going to break that. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, I always find that interesting. Well, yeah, I haven't done this in 7 years. Look, every team is different.
It's just like the ridiculous stat we had during the NFL playoffs when Trevor Lawrence had never lost a Saturday game.
Yeah, that's like that, man. By the way, Alan Lazard has left the Packers. He has signed with the Jets.
Yeah, that's one off the check mark for the ridiculous list from Aaron Rodgers.
I'm relaying information.
Yes.
Okay.
Regardless, it's still a good signing for the Jets. I'll give him that.
He's a solid player. You know, not a great, incredible player. He's not a poor player either. He's solid, nice and solid. Without question. But this is, it's great to be here. We can talk about little things about, where you're seated. You can talk about little things about, you played Sunday, you played Thursday night. That doesn't matter. You know what? What matters is you're here. I've done this 41 years. This is the fifth tournament I've done. Darn well that, you get into something like this. I mean, in this sport, that's the big leagues. And, I'm going to go over the open practice tomorrow. I'm going to go to the press conference tomorrow. Because guess what? That's part of being here. To see that. And they've got a really... Look, Texas A&M is really good, but they're a little different. And here's the reason why. We've talked all year about Penn State getting anywhere from 43 to 45% of its points from three, getting right around 44% of its points from two, and 11, now 12% of their points from the free throw line. Do you want to know what Texas A&M's happens to be? It's stunning. They get about 50% of their points from two, and they get 26% of their points from the free throw line.
Yep.
And 24% of their points from three. Right? The leading three-point shooter, which is Taylor, and I want to tell you, Wade Taylor is a really, really good basketball player. He's really good. He's the leading three-point shooter for Texas A&M at 37%. He's the only one over 33%. And he was 35% in the SEC. I mean, his numbers have tailed in that regard of late. Now, when you look at Penn State, right, he would be sixth on Penn State's team in three-point percentage. Do you realize that? He'd be sixth.
That's a stat.
Well, here's another stat for you. All right? I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not. You know what Penn State's record against the field is? Penn State's record against the field is 10-5. And you know what their record is against the field minus the number one seed Purdue? 10-2. Take Purdue out. Penn State's record against the field is 10-2. And then there is, you take out Purdue, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, where they're 0-7. It means Penn State's 22-6 against everybody else. Really? I don't think people realize this stuff. And then I had a laugh-out-loud moment on Sunday. And here's the head of the NCAA Selection Committee, the athletic director at Bradley, Chris Reynolds. And I just couldn't stop laughing. Do you want to know why? 30 years ago, in Rec Hall, Penn State is playing number one ranked Indiana. And Penn State runs a set with 20 seconds to go. Penn State's winning. Sits there. Fakes into the backcourt. This is the last play that they ran in shoot-around. Fakes. Elton Carter fakes. backcourt. Boom. Greg Bartram breaks free to the bucket. And gets his shirt grabbed from behind by Chris Reynolds. And the foul was called on Bartram. And I am sitting there, and I'm watching this. I'm going, I get 30 years old. I can't believe. Sam Licklider is the one that made the call, right, on the play. And I'm sitting there watching him 30 years later as the head of the NCAA selection committee in a year where Penn State gets in. Talk about, I know. It's all about the. That's, I was telling Pat Kraft the other day, I said, mind like an elephant. I told you the Buzz Williams, DJ Newbill story yesterday. How about that story?
Yeah, that's also outrageous.
But isn't it funny, of the irony of it?
Absolutely.
It's just the irony of it. It's not that Chris Reynolds is a bad person or anything like that. Come on. I mean, let's not sit there and do something ridiculous like that. I just thought it was ironic. I mean, because Greg beat him, and so Chris grabbed him. And Chris was hoping for a foul, okay? He was hoping for a foul. And, yeah, he got a foul. He got it on Bartram. I mean, Chris didn't, I mean, it wasn't like, hey, I'm going to get away with this. No. So, all right, we'll take a break. I got a million of these stories. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The last thing, I want to apologize. I told the defense that I'd be making this decision before spring break. That didn't happen. It kind of drug on. Obviously, we're starting spring ball tomorrow, so I wanted you guys to hear it first from me. He's going to have an opportunity to introduce himself, so I want you guys to meet our new D-line coach. He's already in the room.
And you know what? He really deserves it. I am such a big Deion Barnes guy. It's another Penn Stater that's on the staff. James has really, really been going down that road. And Deion Barnes, look, it's going to be a little different now when being the dummy. He'll do it. He'll be the tough guy when need be. But that was a great choice by James. Deion Barnes. Well, I'm glad you could get a lot of that off your chest. It kept me from talking. All right, so
you had an easy day today.
Absolutely. I mean, the more you whine, the better it is for the rest of us.
Good flight. Now you get to go to practice and have a steak.
It's going to be a big one, too.